you're probably saying, why didn't you stay up all night? You'd have been better prepared. But, you know, I believe our life is conditioned by one-liners. And let me give you some one-liners.
Okay.
You said one a while ago, and I didn't quite get it written down. But some people say, you know, I've got more months than I have money. I always run out of the money before the end of the month. Or, you know, they say something like that. And I know that political offices are won and lost based on headlines. I mean, and that politicians know that. And so you don't want to be caught in something where they have a one-liner that just puts you down, they attach it to your name, just run it in the ground. Well, the same thing about our lifestyle. Well, we never have enough. You know, our family is always short. Somebody else always gets the breaks. No, I've heard people say that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've shared this many times. I've shared it just recently in a seminar. I walked into a village inn in Fort Collins, Colorado one time. And there was a shirt-tail relative there. This lady happened to be married to a barber, and he was just a delightful guy. And she was a grouch. She was bitter, and she was all these things. And I just stepped through the door, and she spoke to me first. She was seated there, and I don't know why she was where she was, but she was there. And she said, well, how's it going? You know, just some comment. I said, you know, God is just blessing us in so many ways. And she said, she turned on the switch of bitterness. Here's what she said. Well, then he's taken from me and given it to you. I thought, what a greeting. You know, later on,
he's
she actually...
He's taken it from me and given it to
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting shafted over here at our house, and you're getting all the blessings. And God, you know, God had to get it from someplace, so he took it from us and he'd given it to you. Now, the fact was that they were abundantly blessed. She didn't see that.
She didn't see
that. No, later on, and the story has a little different ending. Later on, she died, I believe, of bitterness. She died prematurely. She died as a middle-aged woman. You know, her husband went back and found his high school sweetheart and married her. And he was one happy fellow. And I thought, you know, I think God delivered him. God delivered him. But, you know, that bitter response, well, God's taken it from me and given it to you.
Well, and, you know, it comes from a root, Darren, of fear. And we see in Jeremiah 17 that when we trust in mankind rather than God, we are like a bush out in the desert that when prosperity comes, we don't even see it. And it's because we're so anxious and so fretful about our situation, we can't even see the goodness of God or the faithfulness of God. I know one of your favorite verses is Deuteronomy 7:9. It talks about the faithfulness of God to a thousandth generation.
Go ahead and quote it.
You go ahead and quote it.
Gotcha. Know this, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to the thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments.
Gorgeous.
You know, and Barbara, I think about the ways of God. You know, it says death and life is in the power of the tongue, and out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. What's in your heart is going to come out your words, comes out your mouth. If it fears in your heart, it's gripped your heart, paralyzed your heart, that's what you're going to speak, fear. Now, in Jeremiah 17:9, it says, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give to each man according to his ways and deeds. I think that's probably the 10th verse. I gave the wrong number there. But God looks at your heart and says, okay, young man, what choices have you made? Mm. I'm going to have to give you what you've chosen to put in your heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind to give to each man according to his ways. The ways are determined by your heart.
Yes.
Your deeds are what you act out with your mouth and words and actions.
Yes.
Well, ooh, man, I don't want that kind of harvest.
No.
I don't want that. You know, I want to be able to get up and go on with God in a very positive, overcoming way. And I was listening to a message the other day by an investment counselor. And he says, what is your risk tolerance level here on a score of 1 to 10? He said, are you just willing to risk it all in an investment? Then you're a 10. And then he had people holding up the hands in a group. And he said, now, no, if you want absolute, secure, solid investment, no risk, then you would be a one. How many of your ones, and how many threes, fives, so on? Well, all of us look at that risk factor. What can we tolerate?
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with confidence on one side and fear on the other side.
Yes.
And which way we're going to go, and God has an answer for both of those.
That's right. Well, we've talked about the forms of fear today, Darren. Timidity, manipulation and control, generational curse, tradition of man, fear of success that locks you into mediocrity. Oh, I just break that curse in the name of Jesus over our radio audience today, Father God, and I say they no longer fear success, that they are ready to receive their 30-fold in 30 days in Jesus' name. And I say, Father God, you're ready to open those windows of heaven and pour out a blessing they cannot contain in Jesus' name. And Darren, we've talked about poverty, how poverty can keep us so paralyzed. The fear of the unknown, that's something I've had to address myself. The unknown tomorrow, what tomorrow brings.
You know, I think one of the biggest things that fear attaches itself to is a fear of failure. Well, I'd go to college, but I'd probably flunk out, and then I would embarrass my parents and myself, and I would have spent all that money and blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Well, we try to get people to say, listen, I mean, they have courses in computers, they have courses in foreign language, they have all kinds of things. And you, how did that guy get to be a brain surgeon? A day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get to be a heart surgeon? A day at a time. How did he learn to fly that jet airplane? A day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he chose to spend, or she chose to spend their days educating themselves, making themselves very valuable to society. Now, it doesn't take any planning to flip hamburgers. If that's what you want to do, you know, go to McDonald's and go for it. But don't complain if all you're making is a little bit over minimum wage.
You chose it.
Because of fear.
Yeah. You were talking about your dad and how he had started a business and the business failed, so he was not willing to risk anymore.
He was marked for life.
I'll tell you, Darren, that can be a real temptation for people if they've seen failure in their life, not to go back and do it, try it again, try it again, try it again. Abraham Lincoln, look how many times he lost elections. Oh, some 17 to 20 times he lost elections,
right.
And yet he went back and he became the President of the United States.
One of our greatest presidents.
Oh, yes, he did.
You know, Barb, I believe one of the ways that we get out of fear is by forgiving the situations, the circumstances, the people, ourselves, and God. Because if you don't do that, you don't get free of that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our friends are carrying bondages they don't need to carry. And they have made the decision to hang on to that fear.
Yes.
You can make a decision to throw it down, say, I'm not going to keep these shackles any longer, these leg irons anymore. I'm going to step free of this thing. And I am going to do whatever I have to do to change my self-concept so I see myself as successful.
Yes.
I don't see myself as a failure. Now, what you see yourself, what you really have in your mind's eye about yourself is what you're going to live with. That you can get out of that.
Praise
God.
So
I want to pray for you today. We're at the end of this message, and you know the many disguises of fear. And remember this, Satan is a great masquerade artist. He comes around one day with one mask on, the next day with a different one. And if you buy the lie, you're going to lose. But you know something? I got good news for you. You can turn that around. You do that with the Word of God, you can become a winner instead of a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I declare in the name of Jesus that our people are overcomers. We're not going to be paralyzed any longer with fear, doubt, and unbelief. We're going to get up and take the confidence of the Word, the confidence of Jesus, who overcame the power of sin, sickness, and death, and failure. And Lord, He lives forevermore, seated right next to You, Father. And one day He's going to come back and get all of us that believe in Him to go with Him. And Lord, we're going to leave this planet and get out of this mess. But Lord, in the meantime, we're going to live in the confidence of Jesus Christ. Because the Word says, cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so when you've done the will of God, you'll receive what was promised. Lord, we desire those things you promised us. And we receive your faithfulness, your love today. In Jesus' name, amen.